My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ken McCusick joins us from filmstudybaltimore.com. Hello, Ken.
How you doing, Rob? Hey,
Jeremy, why does Ken come in here every week now that he sits in the edge chair and left the raises the chair up?
Yeah, he puts it up so he sits up taller than
what's up? What's he trying to do, man?
This is his segment.
Royal Ken.
That's all right.
Ken, does any fan base take a player for granted as much as this fan base takes Lamar Jackson for granted? 200 passing yards, 100 rushing yards. What, he's done it 9 times? No other person has done it more than, what, 4?
Remarkable game, and he really took the team on his shoulders in this game. Some would say to the detriment of the use of Henry, perhaps. But the thing that really sticks out is Lamar, relative to his opportunity set in this game, was just right on par as a passer. Not exceptional, but not poor either. Where it completely was changed, he ran the offensive line out of 7 pressures in this game, which is the most I've ever seen. And truly remarkable.
Including the last play of the game.
Including the last play of the game.
Isaiah Likely.
He got that pass off, so that would be in the opportunity set, right, as opposed to a ran him out of pressure.
Oh, you mean
times where he went for a positive gain.
Oh, okay.
7
I got
times.
You. I got you.
Yeah,
when
he was pressured. It's unbelievable. And one way to look at this is to look at the value. Let's look at the forced not to pass numbers. So he had 1 sack for 6. That's a forced not to pass. And he had 9 scrambles for 7. He put that together. That's 10 for 64. 6.4 yards when the opponent forces you not to pass. It's unbelievable number. Jackson in his MVP season, his first one, was at 5.2, which is the highest I've ever seen. So 6.4 in a game is fantastic.
Jeremy, that's why I say getting him off his spot and getting him out of the pocket means nothing. Bring him down.
Yeah.
Bring him down. Well, that's dumb stat.
But, I mean, I think that could be for certain quarterbacks. It does mean something because you don't have as many people that can make the plays like Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray that can on the run. But we also saw him the play before that to in between Zay Flowers and Bateman. Because he's pressured there and he's throwing kind of awkwardly. Did you think he could set his feet and make that throw? Because it looked like there was, and maybe I'm putting you in a bad spot, there was a defender barreling down on him. He was going to take a nasty shot if he got that throw off by setting his feet.
I'm trying to remember the play between Flowers and Bateman.
The play right before the Isaiah Likely play in the end zone. Because he said he was throwing to Bateman, and we all thought he threw behind Zay Flowers. And he's flushed out. He steps up in the pocket, flushes out to the right, throws back across, and it goes in between both receivers. Where, again, people were talking about that play, like, why didn't he hit Zay? But if he really thought Bateman was doing something else, I get it. But it's just one of those things with Lamar, too, where if you're not watching the film and seeing what's going on in the games, I think he does get graded unfairly, and people continuously look at his passing yards. I'm like, oh, he only threw for 200 yards. Yeah, why don't you factor in the 130 rushing yards that came along with it?
And it's not just that, but it didn't play out, and it didn't play out in this game, but he's responsible for a huge percentage of the total rushing yards on the team that he doesn't get. Yeah. It's almost like he should get a 15% commission on those rushing yards by what he does. That's exactly how I put it on our show.
Well, that's why I said he's a cheat code in the backfield because he helps out all those other guys.
Yeah.
Get so much attention.
Ken McCusick joins us with filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, you gotta tell me why Roquan Smith was asked to cover one of the faster receivers in the game? Why was that?
It's a legitimate question, and in particular, how Orr adapted to it through the game was not particularly great. So Orr, first of all, used a combination of inside linebackers, including Harrison on early downs, Simpson on mid downs and late downs, and also used a dime package three times at the weak side spot. So you got a multiplicity of coverage on that weak side. And Simpson was good, Harrison was terrible, including some missed tackles, and the dime defense didn't really work out either in place, but I wouldn't blame it on the dime back in any case. So the question was, how do you keep leaving Roquan in a position where your rub routes and pick routes are focused on getting a guy matched up with him? And that's what it was. It was all a bunch of rub and pick routes off bunch of formations. And, you know, they get the matchup they want then. And, you know, I had a guy on my show who said the thing that they could have done was to get physical at the line of scrimmage, drop an outside linebacker, hit one of those three receivers coming off the bunch formation within 5 yards, as you're allowed to do, and disrupt the route timing for Mahomes. That would have been a way to defend it. But he didn't really make changes. And if you look back, remember how C.J. Mosley was berated for his coverage for years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the same basic problem. Is the rest of the secondary is just outstanding. And the safeties didn't have a good game in this game. The corners were ridiculously good. And, you know, that means that he gets picked on in coverage, and he's also asked to do more in coverage, in particular in the past because Patrick Queen was next to him, but in CJ's case for years because he was the weakest link in a very strong group to get picked on more. But that didn't mean he was a bad coverage guy. He was outstanding.
By the way, Queen had two tackles yesterday. One of them was really good. So anyway, just moving on. Did you see that? Patrick Queen, two tackles for the Steelers. Sorry. The offensive line, it's something we have to dive into because...
hold on for a second.
Yeah.
I think I've been here too long. Because you're starting to get petty. You're starting to get really, really petty.
He started... Ravens fans were going at him. He started blocking everyone. Yeah,
you're getting real, real petty, man.
I'm not above that. I'll send you some regular Patrick Queen update in terms of missed tackles and whatnot. We'll love to see that.
Please do. The offensive line, talk to me a little bit about it. What did you see from him? Because it's obviously the biggest concern, and there were some things you saw that had to be concerning.
Yes, it was. It's a big concern. It remains a big concern. And yet, there were two giant steps forward in this game, which were not completely predicted. So first of all, the offensive line had five penalties in the game. I think all five of them were basically BS. The Linderbaum call, a holding call, was ticky-tack, and it wiped out a 29-yard run. The four other illegal formation calls, we don't even have to get into the nature of those. That was a large part of the scoring negatives for the group. So Stanley, I'm going to just go through quickly with letter grades. Stanley would have had a C as I had scored it. It would have been an A- without the three illegal formations. He was very slow to get that fixed, which I think is the basic problem with Ronnie in that group. Voorhees had a B at the bottom end of the range. If you'd have told me he'd have done that in this game, he played like he did, I would have signed for it in blood. In fact, I'll sign for the rest of the season in blood for Voorhees to play at the level he did in this first game. Wow. I thought it was a big step forward. And he had all these problems pass blocking. And it's not like he had none, but I think he allowed one pressure and one other run out of pressure from Lamar in the game. So it was pretty good for him. Linderbaum, a C+. A lot of people want to look at his highlight blocks in this game, and they were terrific. He had five of those. He also had some problems. He had 2.5 pressures. He had the holding call. He had the delay of game call, I think, might have been his fault, even though I didn't charge him for it. You remember that?
And yeah.
Lamar's calling for the ball. The real surprise is Falele. Now, Falele looked terrible. I'm watching the same guy everybody else is. Just the results were actually good. And this is what's so shocking and difficult to do. I mean, the first time he's beaten by Jones to the inside, and he's grabbing after him in a way that you might learn to get over in about sixth grade. I look at him, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. And yet he did a real good job of positional run blocking the rest of the game. He didn't have any other. I did have one other pass blocking error where Lamar ran him out of it, so he got charged for that in his adjustment. But it was a B+ game. It was the best game of his NFL career by a wide margin. And that's what's really strange about it.
Cam McKusick's going to stay with us. We're giving out shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, more questions about the defensive strategies of the Baltimore Ravens. Up next with Cam McKusick on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kim McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Now, Kim, before we get into defense, you wanted to talk about the right tackle position.
Yeah, so that's where the offensive line really fell down. McCary had about three-quarters of the snaps. He was terrible. Part of five pressure events, three others, where Lamar ran him out of pressure, so he lost his entire adjustment, got an F for the game. It was a fairly high F, but still it's an F. And then, of course, Rosengarten on his first NFL snap not only gets beat by Jones outside with as quick a move as you'll see from an edge there for a strip sack, but he actually dislodged the football himself. If you go back and look at the film, it's actually his arm that knocks the football loose. So really bad game for him, too. Both of them would have had Fs. He survived with having 19 snaps and I have a minimum of 20. But if he had one more snap and he made his block, he'd have gotten an F.
Let me switch over to the pass rush a little bit. What'd you see from them? Because couple of good signs. There were a few times where it seemed like, it's Pat Mahomes. Some of these guys get out of some of the craziest situations. You're like, how did that happen? And I felt like he broke free two or three times where I felt like they could have had him.
Yeah, the ball is out quickly a lot with Pat Mahomes. So there's fewer chances to get pressure on him, but I thought they did a reasonably good job of getting pressure. Madubuike, by far the pass rush leader for the Ravens in this game. He had parts of five pressures. He had two others that were washed out by penalty, including his own roughing the passer penalty. But I still think that's extremely positive portent we can take from this game, is that Madubuike seems to be broadening his base of pressures and not just collecting pure cleanup sacks. So that's really nice.
Yeah, it is. Here with Kim McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. What do you think about the cornerback play?
Cornerback play was outstanding, and that was the part of the secondary that looked great. First of all, Humphrey was very good. I don't think he was responsible for the touchdown to Worthy. We don't have to talk about who was, because I'm not 100% sure, but it's one of the two safeties who should have been on the back end probably. In the case of the Humphrey moved to slot corner for a fair amount of this game, and that's when they split those snaps, 27 total, I think 12 to Armour Davis and 15 to Wiggins. They both look great. One total target for 1 yard between those two. And then Stevens was good on the other side, not great, but targeted three times, a couple of times on crossing routes where it wasn't really a reasonable opportunity for him to make a play on the ball. But he was good, but the other guys were great.
Let me ask you about decision making, because a lot of people argue whether or not I say this all the time, that I'm not results driven, meaning I have an opinion before it's called. And if they had scored that touchdown, Harbaugh was going to go for two. Mm-hmm. Did you like that idea of going for two in that moment? Because we never got to see what would have happened because Likely was out. Sometimes you look at it now with the defense getting, or each team getting a ball in overtime, unless you run into a situation like last night in the Lions game where they were on offense almost the whole fourth quarter. And then they got the ball first and just ran it right down the Rams' throats. What are your thoughts on going for two in that situation on the road?
I liked it. I think that it would have, first of all, it would have certainly been a win because there was, there's 0 seconds left if it had happened on the last play. So it would have decided the game there. In overtime, I think the advantage is fairly great for Mahomes to drive a team down the field using three downs as opposed to Lamar doing it using four. Okay, so if Lamar has to react, first of all, you got to stop him and hold him to a field goal. And then in order to win the game, you actually need a touchdown. I don't like the Ravens' chances nearly as much there. And I think that the Chiefs would have been a big risk to score a touchdown. I think also that was the way the Chiefs were going to get off the hook. Their defense was gassed. It outsnapped 74 to 50. That was a place to get him right there.
Yeah, I love it too.
I like being aggressive. In that moment, I was like, ooh. I don't know what I would do because I didn't have an answer for it, but I liked the fact that he was going to be aggressive no matter what would have happened, win or lose.
Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Join us. Ken, overall, your impression of the Baltimore Ravens after week one?
Yeah, I'm not worried. Is the process of the analysis this week was very cathartic for me, more than usual, even after a loss, because mm-hmm. I think there's some really good things to pull out of it. I'm positive. I think, you know, this next week is a must win game. They lose to the Raiders at home. It's going to put them in a very bad spot. We saw some of the other AFC teams look good, and most notably the Buffalo, you know, in coming back from their loss. Yeah. We saw some of the AFC North teams look very unexceptional. I think in a relative sense, they're in a much better spot than they were.
Ken, so I want to ask you about this, something I saw with some of the film that was broken down. I was looking at it. Mark Andrews was double-teamed quite a bit, bracketed.
Yep.
So that's when I said, when we opened the show today, I said his demise was greatly exaggerated. I still think both guys are going to have... I'm not saying that's the sole reason Isaiah Likely went off, because I think he's really good, but it did help with the fact that Mark Andrews was getting so much attention.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that analysis is correct. I think it's something that is going to change, because Likely is an unbelievable threat, and they're going to have to... Opposing defensive coordinators are going to see that after this game, probably, and choose to do more to defend him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I think the defense didn't give the Ravens much respect, because it's been an either-or offense, or Lamar Jackson enough credit for being able to go off of Andrews to another tight end. Tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Thanks, Rob. So filmstudybaltimore.com. The big thing coming out today is the offensive line grading from the game. So I've got more detail on why these grades seem to be particularly high for the offensive line this week, and at least explain the system and how that's working out.
Ken McKusick, thanks a lot, my man.
Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.